Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Peches. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last word on page 184. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Im ta'a v'lo hiskir basha Rosh Chodesh, a person made a mistake in benching, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, bein bayom bein balayla. Whether this mistake happened during the day or at night, Omer Baruch Shenosan Roshei Chadoshim La'amo Yisrael Zikaron Ve'eno Chosein Ba. So he has a special bracha that he says to replace the Yalav Yavo that he forgot, and there is no chasima on this bracha, as opposed to what we saw yesterday by Shabbos and Yontif, there's a chasima, by Rosh Chodesh there's no chasima. And again, V'hushe Nisgar Kodem Shesu La'tov Ha'metiv, once again, this bracha is only able to be said if he realizes a mistake before the bracha of Atova Meitiv. However, if he only realized he forgot Yalav Yavo after he already started the bracha of Atova Meitiv, he doesn't go back, because for Yalav Yavo of Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back in benching. Because you are not chayev to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, kedei sheyischayev levarech brichas hamazon. In order to have the same chiyuv of the askar and brichas hamazon, you don't have, since there's no chiyuv to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, and we'll see more about that in the Mishavura. V'chol ha-moed dino k'Rosh Chodesh, chol ha-moed has the same din as Rosh Chodesh. The Rama says, v'efshir d'mikol mokom yesh lomro b'sol shah harachman. It's possible, says the Rama, that still you should say the Yalav Yavo later on in benching when you get to the rest of the harachamans. Commotion is bar le'el sol simin kuf peizai and gabi alanisim. Like we saw earlier, when it comes to alanisim, if you get it during benching, you say a special harachman for Chanukah or Purim, and then you say the rest of alanisim over there. So evshe that by Rosh Chodesh, you'll say Yalav Yavo there by the harachamans. V'ulai yesh l'chalik, but on second thought, says the Rama, maybe there's a chilik. Ki b'Yalav Yavo yesh bo haskoras shemos. By Yalav Yavo, we mention Hashem's name as opposed to Alanisim. Ve'ein la'amru levatola, and one should not say Hashem's name in vain. Kein niralid, so it appears to me, v'chein ohagim, and that is the minhug. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, all the way on the bottom of the page, on page Tzadik Gimel, he says, ve'ein la'amru levatola. This chiluk, the Rama says, that Alanisim will say later on, because there's no shemos of Hashem, but Yalav Yavo, maybe you shouldn't say, because there are askaras of Hashem, and you shouldn't say them of Atala. I am b'magen Avram shetam alzeh. The Magen Avram is bewildered by this. D'chi aser lomar tachanunim sheyesh b'am askar Hashemos? Is there an iser to say tachanunim for Hashem, where there are mentionings of Hashem's name? V'davka bracha levatala aser. It's dafka bracha levatala that is aser, not if you're saying tachanunim to Hashem and you're mentioning Hashem's name. V'ra'isi b'sefer b'gdei yesha shemiyashvo. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I saw in the sefer b'gdei yesha that he answers the Magen Avram's kasha on the Rama. D'bikanga b'yalav yavo shekavanoso bozeh lotzeis yedei chiyuv bracha gora. Over here, where you'd be saying Yalav Yavo later, and your kavana is to be yotzei the chi of bracha of Yalav Yavo, it's worse. V'yesh bazech shash bracha levatola, and this is like a level of a shash bracha levatola, and it's more problematic, because really the Yalav Yavo is always part of a bracha. And if you miss Yalav Yavo, you say a special bracha. So this will be replacing a chi of bracha, and therefore it would be like a bracha levatala. Ayin shom shevismuchem advar. Look over there in the Bidei Yesha, where he brings rayas to his words. Continues the Mechaber. Last line on page Tzadik Gimel. V'imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, v'hizkir shel Shabbos. He remembered to say Ritzei in benching. V'lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh, but he forgot Yalav Yavo. V'lo nizkar at shehizkir atov ha-metiv. He doesn't realize his mistake that he forgot Yalav Yavo until he started atov ha-metiv. Eino chozer, he doesn't go back because he mentioned Shabbos. He forgot Rosh Chodesh. You don't go back for Rosh Chodesh. However, v'im shochach gam shel Shabbos v'nizkar kodem shehizkir atov ha-metiv. However, if he forgot Rosh Chodesh and he also forgot Shabbos and he realized his mistake before he started Atova Meitiv, Kolo Rosh Chodesh im Shabbos. He joins the two together with Ram Bracha v'Omer and he says, Shenosan Shabbos osumnucha v'Rosh Chodesh l'muzikorum. V'im posach ba'Atova Meitiv. And if he forgot Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and he started the fourth bracha, Chozer l'Rosh Brichas HaMazon, goes back to the beginning of benching. Like always when you forget Shabbos, Umaskir shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh. and he go, normally you don't go back for Rosh Chodesh, but since you're going back for Shabbos, so you will go back and say Ritzei and Yalav Yovel for Rosh Chodesh in your new benching. V'yesh mi she'omer, and there is a shita that says she'im shachach shal Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot both. V'niskar kodem she'hischa atov ha'metiv, and you realize your mistake before atov ha'metiv, so Omer Shenoson Shabbosos Lomlucha V'Rosh Chodesh L'Zikaron, you will say the special bracha for both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, V'Chosem B'Shal Shabbos, and you will have a chasima just for Shabbos, V'Eino Chosem B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, and you will not do a chasima for Rosh Chodesh. So even though you are saying this bracha for both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos normally warrants a chasim of the bracha, Rosh Chodesh doesn't. And even though you're doing it for both, you will only mention Shabbos and the chasim, which normally has a chasim, but you will not mention Rosh Chodesh. Now let's go back to the beginning of the Sif, and we'll see the Mishabura, and we'll see one Bir Halacha. I'd like to start with the Bir Halacha on page Tzadi Gimel, the last skinny line. We said in the Mechaber, if a person made a mistake and he did not mention Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, Bein bayom ubein balayla, so he has a special bracha to say. Says the Bir Halacha, the afagav de lagabe tefila kaimelon de emach zirin osoim shachach yalav yavo below Rosh Chodesh. Even though, as we all hopefully know, that if one forgets yalav yavo on Rosh Chodesh by shachar so mincha he has to daven again. But if he forgets by mariv, he doesn't go back, because we say ein mekashin as a chodesh balayla. So you never go back for yalav yavo if you forget it at mariv of Rosh Chodesh, which is at night. Hani mili lahachzir. That's only lagabe going back and repeating Shemoneh Esrei, that you don't do. Avalahosev bracha, but over here in benching, where it's not a matter of going back, it's a matter of adding another bracha, afilu balayla nami. So then says the Torah, you will add a bracha, and therefore what the Mechaber is telling us over here is if you forgot Yalav Yavo, in benching of Rosh Chodesh, whether it's daytime or nighttime, even though at night by Shemoneh Esrei, you will not repeat Shemoneh Esrei for forgetting Yalav Yavo, Kei's Ein Mekashin Zechosh Belayla. That's only when you're up against repeating the whole Shemoneh Esrei, we'll say don't go back. But over here, you'll never go back for benching if you get Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. All you'll do is, if you remember before the fourth bracha, you'll say a special insertion of that bracha for Rosh Chodesh that you will say even at night, because it's not going back, it's just saying an extra bracha. You would do that if you forgot Yalav Yavo in Ma'ariv as well. Says the Mishabura, Sekoton Chafei, so on Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, and you remember before the fourth bracha, you say, Baruch Shenosan Roshei Chadoshim Amo Yisrael Zikarum. Says the Mishabura, I am the Bir Halacha Shebeirarner, look in the Bir Halacha where we explained, B'Shem Rova Poskim, in the name of most Poskim, Digam Osa Tzorach Lomar B'Shem Umalchus. Even though the Mechaber leaves off the Shem Umalchus by Rosh Chodesh, most Poskim say, and says the Mishabura, one should put in Shem Umalchus as well by this bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Sivkaton Chavav, if a person didn't realize that he forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh until he already has started the fourth bracha, he doesn't go back, and the chiluk is that there is a Chiyas Suda on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore you must bench again. There is no Chiyas Suda on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you say Yalav Yavo, but if you forget it, you will not go back. Says the Mishabura, Didavka b'Shabbos v'yom toshim mechuyav le'echo davka pas, specifically on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif rather, specifically Shabbos and Yontif where you mechuyav to eat specifically bread, v'imkein, and if so, chiyav birchas hamazon kavu hu b'yomim ha'ela, and therefore the chiyav of benching is set on these days, lochein takinu rabbanan li'ikuva, therefore the rabbanan established that is ma'akev gamkein lahaskir shom me'ena ma'ora. Therefore you absolutely must mention Shabbos or Yontif in the benching. Ukemo batfila, like by Shemoneh Esrei. Ava b'Rosh Chodesh, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, afa gav she'osar l'hisanosbo, even though it's true you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, mikomokom einu mechuyav le'echod afka pas, there is no chiyav to specifically eat bread, the imkain, and if so, ein chiyav b'rechaz amozon kavua bo. Therefore, the benching is not kavua on Rosh Chodesh. Ulahachi lo tiknu chachomim haskaras me'ena ma'ora shalo li'ikuva b'rechaz amozon. Therefore, when Chazal set up that you say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, they never set it up as something that is ma'akiv in benching. V'alkein, therefore, im shochach ein tzarech lachzor. That's why if you forget Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, and you start the fourth bracha, you don't go back. The cost of Magen Avraham, the Hu Hadin Bi Yom Tov, the same din of Rosh Chodesh is true by Yontif, Yoser Mi Su'uda Achas Ba Yom V'Su'uda Achas Ba Laila Shemuchiv Lechol. So on Yontif, you absolutely must go back for Yalav Yavo if you forget it, but only by one Suda a night and one Suda during the day. If you have an extra Suda on Yontif, that's a voluntary Suda, that will follow the din of Rosh Chodesh, which is a voluntary Suda, and if you forget Yalav Yavo, you will not go back. So im ochal v'shochach lahaskir me'inam ba'ora b'birchas amozun in tzarech lachzor. In your extra Suda of Yontif, if you forgot to mention Yalav Yavo in benching, you will not go back. Kimo b'Rosh Chodesh. If not, that the case was as follows, that you forgot to eat a suda, or for whatever reason you were not able to eat a suda at night, in which case, if you did not eat a suda at night of Yontif, then you're absolutely mechuyev to eat during the day two sudas, like we'll see later in Siman Tov Kuf Chavtes and Mishaburis of Kadmi Gimel, Ta'oz Afilu Besuda Shnia Chozer. Then you'd go back even for the second Suda. So he's saying that any extra Suda that's not required, you would not go back if you get Yalav Yavo. Therefore, one Suda at night, one Suda during the day on Yontif, you have to go back. If you have an extra Suda, a third Suda, you would not need to go back if you forgot Yalav Yavo. But if you didn't have a Suda at night of Yontif, and you're having two Sudas during the day, those two Sudas are required, and if you forget Yalav Yavo in either Suda, you would go back. There is a very geshmak ha'ara over here, note number 21, because lagabe Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says different. Omnam lagabe misha lo ochas sudas lel Shabbos. If one did not eat a suda on Friday night, we're going to see later on Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem the shari tshuva, sha'af al pi shetzorech lechol shalosh sudas bayom. Just like you have to be mashum the suda of Yontif at night that you didn't have during the day. Shabbos as well. If you don't have a suda at night, you have to have three sudas during the day. Mikom makom, still the Mishnah Berurah says over there. Im shochach loma ritzei besuda hashnia. If you forget to say ritzei in your second suda, mitzadidim ha'achronim shalo yachzor v'yivarech. You will not have to go back and repeat the benching. So that's very strange, because by Yontif you have a chiyuv of two sudas, so your first two sudas that you have during the day, if you're having them only during the day, you absolutely must go back. On Shabbos, if you don't have a suda at night, you have to have three sudas during the day, so the first two sudas, l'chora, are absolutely required. Shal Shuras is a discussion if you need to have bread, or exactly what the dinim are, but the first two sudas are the two sudas of Shabbos, which l'chora you have to have bread. But there the Mishnah Berurah says, if you forgot Ritzei, in the second benching, there's a tzad that the Achronim have that you would not go back. So Tzarechim, we have to figure out why it would be different having the second Suda of Yontif during the day, if you didn't have one at night, that you have to go back if you miss Yalav Yavo. But the second Suda of Shabbos during the day, if you didn't have one at night, there you wouldn't have to go back if you forgot Ritzei. We'll leave that question off for now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sekotan Chav Zayin, V'chol HaMoed Dino Kerosh Chodesh. The Mechaber told us that Chol HaMoed is just like Rosh Chodesh, that we'll see Lagabe what? Zakta Mishnah Berurah. Le'inyon, Lagabe what? She'ein Tzarech Lachzor. If you forgot Yalav Yavo on Chol HaMoed, there's no Chiyuv Suda on Chol HaMoed, so you would not have to go back, just like you don't have to go back if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. V'hu Adin Le'inyon, and so too Lagabe, She'in Nizkar Kodem, She'isra Atov HaMeitah, that if you realize your mistake before you started the fourth bracha, Omer, you would say the special bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenosan Mo'adim La'amo Yisrael L'Sason U'L'Simcha, Ve'eino Chosim Kimo B'Rosh Chodesh. So Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh in that if you totally forgot Yalav Yavo and you started the fourth bracha, you will not go back. And also, if you do remember that you forgot it before the fourth bracha, in which case you say a special bracha that we've been discussing, you will not have a chasima on Chol HaMoed, just like you will not have a chasima on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sivkoton Chav Ches. The Mechaber then told us, if Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, and you mentioned Shabbos, and you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't realize your mistake, that you forgot Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav Yavo, till you started Atov HaMeitiv, Eino Chozer. You don't go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches, Kemo B'chol Rosh Chodesh K'sheshachach. Just like any other case of Rosh Chodesh, you never go back once you started the fourth bracha on Rosh Chodesh. V'af Agav De'bahu Yoma Lo Sagid Lo Achil Pas. Even though this Rosh Chodesh, which happens to be Shabbos, you have an absolute chiyuv to eat bread, because it's Shabbos. Hahi Mishum Shabbosi. But that requirement to eat bread is only coming Mikoach Shabbos. V'lav mishum Rosh Chodesh, it has nothing to do with the fact that today happens also to be Rosh Chodesh. Da achilas pas b'Rosh Chodesh leka chiyuva. There's never a chiyuv to eat bread midin Rosh Chodesh. V'shel Shabbos harei hiskir. So Shabbos, which brought about the chiyuv pas, you said ritzei. You only forgot the Alav Yavo of Rosh Chodesh. There was no Chil Pas Midin Rosh Chodesh today. And therefore, if you already started the fourth bracha, you will not go back. You will just continue weiter. Says the Mishaburis of Kaduch of Tes, the Mechaber then told us, but if you not only forgot Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you also forgot Shabbos, and you realize your mistake before you start Atova Meitiv, so you join together Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in one bracha. Says the Mishabura, Ve'im Shochach, Gam Shel Shabbos, Kach Tzar Chloma, that's what the Mechaber means to say, you forgot to say Lavi Yavo, and you also forgot Ritzei. Ve'chein ha-girsa v'shulchan aruch shel Olas Tomid, that's also the girsa of the Shulchan Aruch of the Olas Tomid. U'bishochach shel Shabbos Levad, if it is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you said Yalav Yavo and mentioned Rosh Chodesh, you only forgot Ritzei, Bivadai ain't Tzorech Lichlo Gam Shel Rosh Chodesh B'Bracha Zu. Then when you're saying the special bracha for Shabbos that you forgot Ritzei between brachas 3 and 4, you would only mention Shabbos, you would not mention Rosh Chodesh, Kevan Shekvar Hiskir Rosh Chodesh B'Yalav Yavo. Since you already mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yavo, you only missed Ritzei, so the bracha would only be for Shabbos. U'mikom Mokom, but still, Imlo Niskar Adlaachar Shapasal Batova Metiv. If you only realize that you forgot Ritzei, you said the Alav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, you only realize you forgot Ritzei when you started the fourth bracha, V'chozer L'Rosh Birchas Hamazon B'Shvil Haskara Shel Shabbos, and that requires you now, you forgot Ritzei, you started the fourth bracha, you must start benching again because of Shabbos, Oz Tzorach Lomar Oda Pam Gam Alav Yavo. Then, even though you said Yalav Yavo in the first benching, since the missing of Ritzei requires you to bench again, when you bench again and you say Ritzei, you would also have to say Yalav Yavo again. The Birchas Hamazon HaRishon Nisbata Lagamri. Because the first Birchas Hamazon was Batel. You forgot Ritzei, your Birchas Hamazon is Batel. It's a new Birchas Hamazon, so not only do you have to say Ritzei, but you also need to say Yalav Yavo for a second time. Now that is the Chiddush. If you look at note 24, Mashmim Lashono, from the fact that he says it's so strong that your first benching was batal, totally, it's Mashmim She'im B'Pam HaShniyah Omar Ritzei, if now the second time around you remembered Ritzei, but you forgot Yalav Yavo, V'Nizkar Kodem She'isra HaTov HaMeitiv, and now you realize your mistake before the fourth bracha, that you forgot Yalav Yavo, even though you said Yalav Yavo in the first one, Esrei, but you forgot it in the second one when you said Ritzei, Tzorech Lomar Gan Baruch Shenosam. You're still going to have to add in the special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, V'lo Mo'il Mashik Var Hisker Yalav Yavo B'Pam HaRishona. So this is not so pashut, but it's clear from the Mishabur, this is what he's saying. The fact that he says when in the first benching, you said Yalav Yavo, you forgot Ritzei, you started the fourth bracha, so you have to repeat benching because of Ritzei. But once you're repeating benching, you must say Ritzei and also Yalav Yavo again because your first benching was batel. Well, if your first benching was batel, that's mashma that you absolutely need Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. So if you forget Yalav Yavo, obviously, if you're in your fourth bracha, you wouldn't go back. You never go back for Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh. But if you're between bracha 3 and bracha 4, you would have to say the special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, even though in the first benching you said Yalav Yavo. But since that benching is Nisbata Lagamri, you still are required to say Yalav Yavo in the second benching, that if you forgot it and you remember before the fourth bracha, you would have to say the additional bracha just for Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekot and Lamed. This is going on that which the Mechaber told us, that there is a Shita that says that if you forgot to mention Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and you realize your mistake before you start Atov HaMeitiv, in which case you're saying the special bracha for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you will only say the Chasima for Shabbos and not the Chasima for Rosh Chodesh, because you always say a Chasima for Shabbos, and you never say a Chasima for Rosh Chodesh. So even though they're coming together now, and you're putting both in the bracha, in the Chasima you'll only mention Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishabura, Ve'eino chosen b'shal Rosh Chodesh k'dil el, like we said earlier, d'leka chasima b'Rosh Chodesh, there's never a chasima for Rosh Chodesh. V'af agav d'hocha maskir Hashem b'chasima b'lav hochi mishum Shabbos. And even though over here in the chasima you're saying the Shem Hashem anyway because you need it for Shabbos, mikom mokom eino k'day l'haskir. It's still not kedai to mention Rosh Chodesh in that bracha that you're saying anyway of the chasima. Daskaras Hashem hu al shnehem, because the mentioning of the Shem Hashem and the chasima will be going on both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. We don't say that once you're saying the chasima anyway for Shabbos, so you have to say anyway the Shem Hashem. So throw in Rosh Chodesh. We do not say that. And if you look at note 26, based on this, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach asks the Bam Kashan of Moshe Feinstein. If you look at note 26. Umidvarov kan the dear divya Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, the way is Mazur the Shulchan Aruch, Sha'af al pisha gambi Rosh Chodesh achal b'chol. Even though when Rosh Chodesh falls in the week, yesh safik shema tzarech lachtam b'bracha, there is a safik, maybe you have to say a chasima with a baruch, mikomakom kevan shaskaras Hashem hi al shneim. Since the mentioning of Hashem's name in the bracha ends on both of them, ta'asa Shulchan Aruch sheyesh lihimana milahaskiras Rosh Chodesh. Since we don't normally say it may suffic on Rosh Chodesh, even though now you're saying the Shem Hashem anyway for Shabbos, you don't throw in Rosh Chodesh. So, Kostav Agonu Shom Azamun Orbach, Sheyesh Lohar Al Divra Agonu Moshe Feinstein. Based on this, the Shabura, we can make a Haran of Moshe. She Kostav, he writes in the Gris Moshe, Lagabi Misha Ochal Keshir Mimine Mizonos. A person ate a Kazayas of Mizonos, Vigam Shosa Yayan Pochos Mekashir, and he also had some wine less than the Shir. Shetov sheyasker bebirchas al amichya gam al agefen limro shazgaras Hashem hi gam al hayayin. So Rav Moshe says that once you're saying anyway al amichya and you're saying Hashem al amichya, you could throw in al agefen even though you had less than the shear. But according to what we're saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah, it's very not pasha because the Mishnah Berurah says even though you're saying the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end for Shabbos, we don't say throw in Rosh Chodesh anyway because the Shem Hashem would be going on both. So over here, Shlomo Zalman asked Rav Moshe, why would you throw in saying Al HaGefen if you have Pochos Mishir, because you're saying it anyway on Al HaMichya, if the Shem Hashem is going on both, so you're saying the Shem Hashem on the wine that you drank that was less than the Shir. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're in the fourth line of Sivkot and Lamed. Umikomokom ledina maski ha'achronim. Lamaisa, the achronim come out, the Yasker b'chasima gam Rosh Chodesh. Ilo the Mechaber says, you will only say the chasima with mentioning Shabbos, you will not mention Rosh Chodesh, because there's never a chasima for Rosh Chodesh. L'maisa, the Achronim come out that you should mention Rosh Chodesh in the chasima as well. Mitam de belav hochi harbe poskim svirlu de gam b'chol Rosh Chodesh tarach lachto mebrocha kiyom b'yom tov. Because anyway, many poskim say that even on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you do say a chasima just like on Yom Tov. So since anyway, many poskim say you do say a chasima for Rosh Chodesh normally, so certainly over here where you're saying the chasima anyway for Shabbos, you could throw Rosh Chodesh into the chasima, and that would work. The afal pi she'ein anu nohogim kavasayu. And even though we're not normally knowing like those poskim to say a chasima on the special bracha that you're saying for Rosh Chodesh, mishum chash bracha she'ein atzricha, because of the concern of a bracha she'ein atzricha, hocha dubalav hochi chosim babracha bishul Shabbos. Here, anyway, you're saying the bracha. You're anyway saying the Shem Hashem and the bracha because of Shabbos. Shapir dami lomer mekadesh haShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. So it would be totally fine over here to say mekadesh haShabbos v'Yisrael and Rosh Chodeshim, since you're saying it anyway, to throw it in, similar to what we said before, lagabi the alamichya, throwing in the alagefen, that would be consistent with this. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.